Atkins made a name for himself as a major opponent of efforts to expand Jacksonville's anti-discrimination law to include gay and transgender people. His protests have included cross-dressing in public and circulating sexually graphic images photoshopped with his opponents' faces. He's also worked as a political consultant for a slew of politicians, candidates, and pastors, including judicial candidate Gerald Wilkerson and Pastor Fred Newbill. Wilkerson disavowed Atkins after it came to light he paid him $9,000 to create his campaign website. Calls to Newbill went unreturned. Atkins' attorney, Kevin Glow, spoke to reporters shortly after his client turned himself in at the Glynn County Sheriff's Office.
We'd like to think that these charges or their timing isn't politically motivated. We certainly hope not. And we're not saying that they are, but given his past and his very vocal public positions on various issues, it's obviously a concern.
Atkins served on a panel of business leaders convened last year by Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry to weigh arguments for and against expanding the city's human rights ordinance. In an email to WJCT, Curry said if the allegations are true, he hopes Atkins is punished to the fullest extent of the law. He's expected to go before a judge regarding bond early next week. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.